Today we're going to talk about why it is important for you to vote. Even if you're going to vote for the person or the parties that inevitably are going to win, or if you're going to vote for the people that are inevitably going to lose, why I think it's important for you to vote and just encourage you to get out there and vote. I think it's really important. Welcome to How to Build a Tent. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you for listening to the show, sharing the show with a friend. You guys are amazing, and I appreciate every single one of you that have shared the show, subscribed, leave a comment if you watch on YouTube, if you listen on wherever you listen to podcasts, to sharing that. And it's an amazing blessing. I really appreciate it. I have people reach out to me all the time where they hear about me from somebody that I've never even heard of before, and it's just a blessing. Thank you so much. We're part of the Fight Laugh Feast Network. Thank you for every single person who's subscribed lately, understood the importance of supporting people that are putting out Christian content, content that you agree with, that you think is important. Now is the time that we need to support these companies because we're getting banned left and right. And if you want to have these voices out there that you appreciate and that you are edified from, now is the time to support it before we are banned, because we need to have the resources to build up and to create a platform and create a place where we can be when we are canceled, where we can be when we are canceled. So go over to flfnetwork.com, put an HGBT in the memo field. All right. So, oh my gosh, election is upon us. The election is upon us. In Florida, there's early voting, so we already got to vote. And I have to say, voting for Trump, I don't know if I officially endorsed him, quote unquote, or even if I'm in a position where it's like even worthwhile endorsing, but I definitely voted for Trump, and I think you should do it too. But regardless of what you do voting, as long as you're not voting Democrat, I mean, if you feel that you can't vote for Trump for whatever reason, or you feel like you can't vote for some specific people for whatever reason, that's fine. I'm not going to try to convince you out of your conscience and try to make you do something where you feel sinful or you feel is not quite right. But you definitely shouldn't vote for Democrats. It is sinful to vote for Democrats. A vote is your vote of approval. It's the vote for who you want to represent you. And when you vote for the party of murder and theft and debauchery, LGBTQ alphabet, that's sinful. And Romans 1 says that not only are the people that do those things deserving death, but those who approve of them as well. If you read that last verse in Romans 1, it's a very serious matter to God. Approval of things deserves the equal punishment or the equivalent punishment of the things you are approving. That is a radical idea that some people like Timothy Keller doesn't get. This is amazing to me because we've been hearing so much in Big Eva about how you cannot choose the lesser of two evils, that both parties are evil, like the John Piper of the world with his article, with Tim Keller and what he's been saying for the longest time. You can't vote the parties of lesser. You can't do the lesser of two evils. They're both evil and they're both flawed and you can't think that way. Well, it turns out Timothy Keller is a Democrat. He's a registered Democrat. And his response was, "My party registration in New York City reflects the fact that the winner of the Democrat primary is nearly always the winner of the election. If you can't vote in the primary, you have no say over who represents who your representatives will be. Vote smart." And I'm here to say that even if you are going to vote for a loser, it's still important to vote your principles and, most importantly, the Bible. It's most important to vote according to how God wants you to vote, not so that you can have a say, so you register and are affiliated with the party of death and murder. The Bible says, do not even give an appearance of evil. And when you associate, when you are accounted among the idol worshipers, the Moloch worshipers, the ones who sacrifice babies, I would say that's an appearance of evil, don't you? Of course you do. Of course you do. And that tweet just rings loud of a politician being cornered and trying to find wiggle room out of and finding ways to justify his sin. And like I said, it is sin. But that is not what I wanted to talk about today. But I just wanted to display the hypocrisy of Big Eva, who has been telling us that you need to vote principally and not just the lesser of two evils argument, that just because the Republicans are not going to be as crazy as the Democrats, it still doesn't justify voting for an idolater back in the day, for someone who has coarse language, who has uncivil speech. And here we have a Democrat, the leader of Big Eva, for all intents and purposes, registering as a Democrat so he could have a say in the his representatives, the lesser of two evils, if you will. But why is it important for you to vote, even if your person, your candidate, your party doesn't have a chance of winning, or does, and it's just maybe they're definitely going to win? And why should you take the time to do it? And this has several principles to it, and I'm just going to start with the biblical one first, is that God has given you the responsibility by way of the right to pick your elective, to cast a vote for who should represent you. And even if you live in a state like New York City and your vote wouldn't count if you were affiliated with Republican Party or some other party because the Democrats are going to win, you are still taking what might seem like a small talent, a worthless talent, and instead of burying it, you are making a stand for what you think is right. You are voting for the one who you think would best represent you, even though you aren't going to win, even though you're not going to win in this case. Because again, guys, we're not responsible for the results. We're responsible for being obedient. We're responsible for not having appearances of evil. We're not responsible of being pragmatic and getting things done. And then you may think, oh man, you sound like an abolitionist. You sound like a purist that can't vote for Trump. No, I don't think it's sinful to vote for Trump. In fact, I have never felt so good about a vote in my whole life voting for Donald Trump. And I do think that he, you know, needs improvement. I think there are some things in his life. I think he needs Jesus. I think he needs to repent. But it's not against the Bible. It's not conflicting against God's commands. But anyways, that's off the tangent again. And so the first principle on why I think it's important for you to vote, regardless of the results, is that you should not be burying your treasure. And in fact, in America, the right to vote is a treasure that a majority of the world doesn't have, never had in history's past, the privilege that we have to vote. And so I think it's important to honor God and to obey God and to submit to what he has given us, this responsibility, if you like it or not, and to vote. And am I saying that you have to vote for Trump? No. If you feel that that is not where the most God-honoring vote for you, then don't. But there are down ballot tickets. In 2016, I didn't vote for Trump. I didn't vote for Hillary Clinton either. I left it blank, but I voted for other people down ballot. And I changed my mind in 2020. So do that. And the second thing is, even though it doesn't seem like it, to me, voting, even when it's a lost cause or you're going to win anyways, is just like making your bed. If you remember, there was, and Jordan Peterson kind of made this famous, but at first it was, I think he was a colonel in the Navy, maybe an admiral, which is like equivalent to a general. I don't know who exactly it was, but he was like an ex-Navy SEAL guy. And he was giving a speech and he said, you want to make a change in the world, you want to make a difference, then make your bed. And the idea of it is you're training yourself. And I think he said, make your bed, at least you've accomplished that for the day. And along those lines, I think voting is similar. That, hey, even though you're not going to necessarily win the battle, or maybe that you aren't going to be as influential as you would hope to be with that one vote, at least you did that. And that is a place where you can build on and start taking on more responsibility, because it's kind of linked to what the first point was, is when you have a little, God, and you're honoring and you're faithful to that, then God will give you more. And even if one vote doesn't seem significant one way or the other, it's just like making your bed. It's a sign of maturity. It's a sign of responsibility that God, even with this little one vote that I don't think is going to make a difference one way or another, I'm going to honor you and take it seriously, do my research, pray about it, and do what I think you faithfully want me to do. And what's going to happen is, beyond the politics of this vote, when you are taking responsibility in the little things of your life, voting, making your bed, taking care of your house, your personal finances, taking care of everything that your boss asks you to do on your career, your mentality, your mindset changes for the good. You become a more mature, responsible person. You become more honorable. You become somebody that people will respect. And even in a vote is an opportunity for you to take a step forward and become more of the man that God has called you to be, because you are taking action. You're not burying that talent, but you are using it and trying to do what God has called you to do in faith that he will bless it and he will multiply it. So much of life is that. So much of life is us taking what little things that God has given us and being faithful in them, even when it's not glorified, even when it's not the most attention-grabbing thing, but being faithful in the little things and having God work in you and in the things that you're faithful in to multiply them and for God to bless you. And voting is no different. Even in states like California, where I've lived, even in states like Hawaii, where I've lived, even in states like New York, where I wouldn't dare live. So those are the reasons why I think you need to get out and vote today, regardless if the outcomes are certain or uncertain, regardless if the person you are going to vote for wins or doesn't win, go out and vote for what is right. And if you're curious of what I think or what I did, I'll tell you. I voted Trump and Republican down the line because the party that glorifies evil, that embraces evil, that rejects God in every form is an abomination to God. I wouldn't dare put my name on there like Timothy Keller. I wouldn't dare be associated with it. How dare he? How dare he? But I am not going to cast a vote that gives that party any more opportunities to take any more ground. Not one more foot forward if I can do anything about it. Even if it's an insignificant vote, which in Florida it's not. The party that rejects God is an abomination to God. Not one step further. And I hope you take a stand and vote the same way. I hope you get out and vote today. That you make the sacrifice and take the time to get out and vote if you haven't voted. Not one step further. Not one more finger around the culture's neck. Not one more ounce of control of our country. It's time to vote in and make a stand against the pagans of this world. And that's what the Democrats are. They're pagans. We'll talk to you tomorrow. God bless.